Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Thursday, October 28, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. As the United States gets ready to decide who will be its next president, Christian ministries wonder about the future of President Bush's faith-based initiative. Dwayne Hastings with the Southern Baptist Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission says funding for these groups could end under a John Kerry administration. Hastings says one group could be hard hit.
Where there's faith-based work going on in prisons, there's a real risk that that faith-based work, which has been shown to be more effective than any other sort of rehabilitation of prisoners, if that was to cease, we would see some real negative impacts.
Meanwhile, hurricanes and violence have closed roads in Haiti and is causing major economic problems in a country already struggling. For Haiti with Love says gasoline prices are now at $6 a gallon, hampering food, medicine, and other distribution efforts. Based in Capation, For Haiti says everything is more expensive. Because of that, For Haiti with Love is asking for funding so they can continue helping in Jesus' name. Your $25 gift could help feed dozens. Go to our website to help. And what began humbly almost 60 years ago with a doctor remembering his poverty as a child has now become an international ministry addressing those same needs in other children. With Christmas coming up, AMG International's Paul Jenks wants help preparing for their Bundles of Love program.
As we distribute the gifts at Christmas time, we also have a large Christmas program, not only dramatizing the birth of Christ, but also taking it through the Easter story and telling the salvation that there is in Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.